Now to a surprising discovery in London, an ancient crypt long forgotten. It served as the resting place for some of the most influential churchmen in England. It's thought five of the 30 coffins in the crypt contain the remains of archbishops of Canterbury. The discovery was made some time ago, but only made public 2 days ago on Easter Sunday. Harry Mount, a reporter with the Daily Telegraph, was the first outsider to see inside the lost tomb. Harry, what did you see?
Well, it was incredibly exciting. There's a tiny little hole leading down to a crypt beneath the altar in St. Mary's Church, a small parish church next to Lambeth Palace, where the Archbishop of Canterbury, who the head of the Church of England here, live. And there were 30 lead coffins tumbled all over on top of each other. And on top of one of them, there was an archbishop's mitre or crown gleaming golden red in the light of my torch. It was incredibly exciting.
Wow. So you're using a flashlight to look in, and the mitre looked like it was in pretty good shape. I would imagine all dusty and kind of a mess.
No, it's in incredible shape. It's just rested there. It's since been discovered that it's a 17th century mitre belonging to a 17th century Archbishop of Canterbury, who would have been the head of the church in the days when America was part of Britain. And it's incredibly good shape. It's half red, half gold. And the story behind it is extraordinary, that some builders were converting the altar, and they're doing a big refurbishment, and they were removing the altar stone there. And accidentally, they tore a 6-inch diameter hole in the altar and suddenly saw these steps leading down to this vault. And no one knew that these five archbishops, who the Archbishop of Canterbury is the number one man in the Church of England, no one knew they were there. So it's a really staggering find.
So how did you end up being in the right place at the right time?
Like everything, through friendship and nepotism. The man who runs the museum, Christopher Woodward, who's in charge of the Garden Museum, is a friend of mine. He said to me a couple of weeks ago he'd made this discovery, or these builders had made this discovery. They went running to him as the director of the museum when they discovered it. And he said he thought it might make a good story, and I thought it'd make a particularly good story for Easter, as opposed to having, you know, the empty tomb of Christ. Here was a tomb crammed with people.
What's the significance of this find, of these particular archbishops?
Well, there's one in particular, Archbishop Bancroft, who was archbishop from 1604 to 1610, who was in charge of the King James Bible, which was the translation of the Bible commissioned by King James I. And Archbishop Bancroft was the churchman in charge of this translation, which produced what I think is the greatest, most beautiful translation of the Bible, which is often used in English churches, and I believe American churches too.
I understand that particular translation of the Bible was as influential on the English language as Shakespeare.
I would say it was, and actually people use expressions from it the whole time without knowing that they're quoting from the Bible. It has a wonderfully beautiful, harmonious, natural sound to it. Words like the quick and the dead. It has fed its way into the English language. So actually it's English at just the same time as Shakespeare, in the same way that Shakespeare's had a great influence on the current English language in Britain and America. So has the King James Bible.
Now, to get a little ghoulish, has anyone peeked inside the coffins?
They haven't. I was longing to have a look myself, but they're a bit, I think, overcautious. They're worried because this vault has been hidden for at least 150 years, probably longer. They're worried that if you walk inside, perhaps the vault itself will collapse. And the other thing is that if you have a coffin that's undisturbed for 400 or so years, most of us turn into dry human remains. But some of us turn into so-called coffin liquor. So if I'd gone straight in there and wrapped on the coffins, I might have been covered with liquefied archbishop. So I wasn't allowed to go inside.
Now, what's going to happen to these remains and the tomb now that they've discovered it?
Well, what they're going to do, I think, in a quite good, reverent way, although I'd have preferred to have brought out the archbishop's mitre and the coffins, but what they're going to do is they're going to leave them down there out of respect, which I understand. And the hole that I look down through, they're going to put a glazed panel there, so you'll be able to see through the glazed panel, hopefully get a view of the coffins and that amazing mitre. If I had my way, you'd let people go down there, but I understand why they don't.
Harry Mount of Britain's Daily Telegraph, thanks for bringing this story to life.
Thank you.